Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Two people now arrested, one in Belfast, one in Dublin. This is in connection with the fatal stabbing of a 34-year-old Kuam Babatunde over the weekend, happened in Dublin. Look, we're just asking you today, I want to hear your experiences on whether or not Dublin, whether you feel Dublin is a violent city. Ellen is with me on the line today. What's your experience, Ellen?
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having me. I think that Dublin used to be much more safe, or maybe I was a little naive to how it really was. But up until maybe a year or two ago, I've found that that's not true at all. I think it is quite a scary place, especially as a woman. It's not what it used to be, for sure.
Have you had negative experiences yourself, Ellen?
Yeah, so about a year ago, actually this time last year, I was making my way home. It was quite late in the morning, maybe early hours of the morning on a Friday night. And I was one of those people who had their phone completely snatched out of their hand as a cyclist went off. You know, the videos you see all over the internet and you think, that's so London, that's not Dublin, it's not happening here. It absolutely is. And I didn't realise it until it happened. You really do go into fight or flight. I don't recommend fighting it, because I did and it could have ended up a lot worse. But I got my phone back, thankfully. But it really was very, like, terrifying. And I was completely on my own, and I haven't done that since.
Like, you know, that is an experience, Ellen, that stays with you. There's no getting over that. And I suppose, like, when you've had that first-hand experience and then you hear about multiple incidents that happened, and look, I know some more extreme than the other, but there is no doubt about it. The fact that we talk about Dublin, safety in Dublin, and how people feel, and do they feel safe, and is it a violent city, like, it's when I hear experiences like yours, I can see how people feel like this.
And it's gotten to the point where I'm on edge every time, and I go into the city centre quite a lot. I'm on edge all the time, constantly looking over my shoulder. I'll even say it to other people, like, don't take your phone out in the middle of the street. You just don't know who's going to turn a corner. And that's now not even, that's not considered obviously a violent crime. It's not even one of the horrific things you hear. There are tens and thousands of more people who have way worse experiences than I would have had. And I think what happened on Saturday morning is just another little bit of proof of that, because I think there's a lot of minority groups as well in Ireland that are getting targeted. I think we've seen that over the last number of years, but it's the same with what's happened on Saturday, where it's people are being targeted and women.
Oh, it's very difficult. And I know people. I know people have, you know, like a lot of shared experiences, and probably similar to you too. Ardish is with us. Ardish is the owner of Delhi to Dublin. Do you feel, is Dublin a violent city, Ardish?
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having me. It's a topic that we in our family, we keep on discussing over and over again. We came here 6 years ago, and it was not the same, I would say, 6 years ago. And now, like, it has changed a lot, to be honest. I think every country has its, you know, these kind of incidents happening in and around. But specifically in the Dublin city now, we have kind of felt ourselves sometimes. And specifically being running our own food business in the city, mostly we have seen a couple of them ourselves personally face them. So I think the girl was saying over there, you know, you're on the edge all the time, mostly. So it is the case with us as well, sadly.
And you've noticed that, Ardish, over the past 6 years, that there's
a change here. We used to roam around in the city without kind of even thinking about safety or stuff like that. But now, I think in the last couple of years, we kind of, you know, we think of what time we are going out, whom we'll kind of face when we are going out or not. So these kind of things kind of come up in the mind. And then I think we also kind of then curb down on the you know, trips outside, maybe the trips to the park or stuff like that.
So you've made some, you know, by the sounds of it, Ardish, you've made quite a few life changes in terms of how you socialize and when you socialize.
Exactly. Yeah. To be honest, I don't want to make it sound like, you know, it's a horrific experience all in all. Like, we run our own food business. We meet so many lovely people. Irish people are so welcoming and friendly. But again, you know, some of the incidents, specifically, I would say the younger generation, the young guys that we kind of encounter on the streets or in the parks, it's we get to be honest, too much on the edge when we meet young kids roaming around in the streets or in the park, because I think the experiences that we have had are mostly with the younger age group.
Younger age group. I know people and often... go on ahead.
Yeah. I've also felt is I think there might be a lot of people walking on the streets, in the park, but then I think we kind of get targeted also because we don't look Irish and that people can straight away make out a difference. And that is also a thing that I've noticed myself personally. Okay.
What about you, Aisha? What's your experience?
Hi, so thank you so much for having me on. I guess for me, I work a lot in the nightlife industry because I'm a photographer myself. And I find that like sometimes, say if I'm working a late night in the summer and doing photos in a nightclub, sometimes if I'm wearing a skirt, I will bring a pair of tracksuit bottoms in my bag and change into them before I leave to commute home. I feel like sometimes, especially as a woman, it's kind of hard to feel safe walking on the street, especially if you're wearing, you know, even just a skirt, like, you know, it doesn't matter what you're wearing at the day, but I feel like there is kind of like this willingness to go after people who maybe seem a bit more extroverted. I do think Dublin is dangerous. However, I feel like it's because there's so few structured opportunities for social engagement for like young people anyway. Like there's no investment in like community spaces or anything. So that means that like a lot of violence or like, you know, social like loitering, stuff like that, it all happens because there's nothing really for young people. And it's so disenfranchising to the point where it's like, I think crime is on the rise because of that lack of investment in youth and stuff like that.
And in your experience, like when you talk about that kind of, you know, loitering and like in that sort of level of, well, it's not even necessarily crying, but the experiences you've had, does it tend to be a sort of a younger, is it the younger generation?
I feel like it's mostly, yeah, kind of like usually men, probably like mid teenagers or like early 20s and stuff like that. A lot of like, you know, loitering on bikes and that kind of thing. But I think it's ultimately just because there is nothing for young people of that age demographic. All there is to do is wander outside on the road. And like, it gets to a point where like even to choose between entertainment in Dublin, it's like the average price of a pint is like £7. And if you're out late at night, there's no transport because there's like €40 taxis. And there is also no spaces for young people that is without alcohol as well. Like a lot of the places people do socialize is in pubs and clubs and stuff like that. So you get this kind of disenfranchisement where like a lot of groups have nothing for them in Dublin. And so the only thing they can do is kind of like commit these, like, you know, crimes or like do violent things because there's nothing really for them here. And it's so hard to live as a young person in a city that doesn't, that you don't feel like treats you right and doesn't respect you. And so I like, I can't really like see why, I can see why people have this lack of care for everyone else and there's no community here. That's the reason why we have so many of these dangerous like crimes happening in the first place, you know?
Yeah, deterrence, I would have thought too, was probably a big element of it. See, Simon in Kildare makes the point that he thinks Dublin is one of the worst cities and has been for years. He worked away for 11 years, came back in 96, worked in Dublin from 96 to 99 within security, in the security area, on Grafton Street, Henry Street, O'Connell Street. It was bad then, but it's worse now. Wouldn't work there again if you paid me huge money, says Simon. Dublin isn't a dangerous city, says this listener. Yes, it's a little run down with petty crime, but not standout dangerous. I lived in Naples for a year. That is a dangerous city. I was robbed at gunpoint on a number of occasions. And another listener says, masked gangs roaming the suburbs, checking car doors in Dublin is a monthly thing that happens in our estate. I rang the guards at 4 a.m, was told that they'll be gone by the time they arrive. The gangs know this. And that's why they've no fear, says this listener. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Ellen, Aisha, also Ardish as well. Thanks a million for joining us here, for sharing your experiences with us on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on Newstalk.